Okay, I gotcha. I thought you were referring to TV or as far as radio, but yes, all I learned about the CBs, John Wayne taught me, and the plating CB, so that's about it there, yeah. Yeah, that's probably what I would have done. I'd never been in the service myself, but that's probably what I would have done. Went into for the Navy and probably done something like this, you know, for radio man on board a ship or something like that. So, but no, never done anything like that. I'm over here in traffic and thinking about what the other comment you made was. I was going to comment on again, and I'm getting short-term memory loss here, watching out for the traffic here. Well, actually, the GMRS, yeah, I think you do need a license. Fairly confident you do. The FRS frequencies, however, you do not, but those are, you know, much, much, much lower power. I don't think they really overlap the amateur radio bands, because those are, what, 462 and 467 megahertz for those frequencies. But yeah, I've got a few other friends that do it, and I know there's an overlap of... Tams would do it as well, too, so I'm kind of curious just to see how many are hams and how many are not. Maybe eventually some of the ones who are not will eventually become one. Maybe. We can only hope. The only thing is, I'm going to have to start carrying around so many radios. You know, I'll have to have, you know, something for HF and something for System Fusion and V-Star. Just wish they would just combine them so you have something all in one. But maybe check out I think they came out with a new product. It used to be called OpenShark. I think it's called RF Mic 1 or something like that. I'm going to have to go with and refresh myself, but I think you can purchase one of those and use that for any of them. But I think you have to have a radio that's capable of it first, though. Let's see here. Well, let me just toss it back to you there, Fred. I'm over here just approaching 696 and 75. It's kind of gotten to be pretty slow here, so rush hour traffic, but been telling some other people the past few days it's not as bad when I have enjoyment of talking with someone like you. So it takes away some of the stress, I guess. Maybe not stress, but my loss of patience. Back to you, Fred.